you up to?
I'm happy. I'm delighted. One thing I want to go and tell you, though, was about the box that you just showed me in the living room.
Oh, the splinter box?
Right. Right. Now tell me what it was for again, would you?
Oh, that's when you cut your splinters up, your lighted splinters up in little pieces, and you just fill your box for them in the mornings. When you get up, you got those good splinters right there, and you start your fire right now.
And you keep that? Uh-huh. People used to keep those?
Keep those sitting by the fireplace.
I thought that was very interesting. I hadn't heard that before. I'd have to start asking people about that. Well, we were talking about things that you eat, vegetables and so forth.
Yeah.
And right after we stopped talking and went in the kitchen, you told me about something that you tried to cook in butter on the stove.
Oh, mushrooms.
Now, is there something else that people call those?
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. And they see them outside in the yard.
Oh, I don't know about those. Those are poison, the majority of them.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever hear those called toadstools?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a lady out west of town, said she thought she knew what kind of mushrooms to eat, you know, and she went and got some out of the yard and said she thought that was the kind to eat, honey, and she poisoned the whole family. They like to die. I don't ever fool with that kind. I buy them.
Yeah.
In the cans.
I'm blowing you.
No.
Oh, I was going to say something in there a while ago. I am told, I've never done it, but I'm told by reliable people that if you want to brown something in butter, add about a teaspoon to a tablespoon, depending on how much butter you have, of cooking oil to it.
Is that?
And it'll keep it from popping.
Oh, I wish I had known that. I ain't never tried a mushroom. They were the poppiest things I've ever seen in my life.
Butter burns easily, too.
Yeah.
And I think this is supposed to keep it from burning and keep it from
popping. Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
Because I'm always, browning something, saltating something in butter.
It just, you add just enough to keep it. Like when you're, if you're boiling something on the stove that's starchy,
yeah.
You add just a teeny little bit of cooking oil to it, it won't boil over.
Is that right?
I never did that with potatoes, because I'd be afraid potatoes would take up the oil. But like macaroni
and
noodles, I've done this.
Well, I'll try that. I hate the thing to boil over on my stove.
Have you ever cooked spaghetti?
All the time. I love
it. Do you know how to tell if it's done?
How?
Want a sneaky way to know how to tell if it's done? Okay, you reach in the pot, and you pull out one strand, and you throw it against the wall or the cabinet. If it sticks, it's done. And if it falls off, it's not done. That's true.
That's a sneaky way.
And then you just take a quick little, cloth and wipe off where you...
Yeah.
Of course, I wouldn't throw it against just any old wall.
Yeah.
But I throw it up against my cabinet door, which I keep clean. I clean before I start. The greatest way to know is spaghetti's done.
Well, that's good. I always take mine up and pinch it up. Try it with a fork or something. Well, I'm going to try that.
You just try that. You'll think about me.
Yeah, I sure will.
All right, if a man has a sore throat and the inside of his throat is all swollen, he might take something in his mouth and it just, he can't get it to go down. So you'd say, well, he took it in his mouth, but he just couldn't
swallow.
All right. What two things do people smoke mostly?
Smoke. Cigarettes and cigars, a pipe.
All right. If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might turn them down and say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated.
All right. All right. You try to fill in this. You aren't doing what you to do. You aren't doing what you
used to do.
Or what you
want to do.
Talking about that they're misbehaving, maybe telling your child, you're not doing what you
ought to do.
Okay. Now,